Talking today with Colby Camp of the Laverne FFA chapter. He's one of our area stars of ag production. So, Colby, tell us a little bit about your project.
So, I have a 30-head sow operation. That's the main part of it. And we raise show pigs and sell a few to some people. And I also have a 40-head stocker calf operation that I run as well.
So, did you show hogs and cattle?
I don't show cattle. I just show the show pigs that we raise.
But so you're raising them, so if you win, you've literally won from birth to the show ring.
Yeah. Last year, we actually had the champion Chester Barrow at OYE.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that was our second year, so that was pretty exciting for me.
Well, so this was a pretty easy project for you to choose because it obviously meant something to your family and to you.
Yeah. I've showed pigs since I was two, and actually both sides of my grandparents, and they have raised pigs, just the commercial side of it mostly, but so I've been involved with it for my whole life.
What made you decide to show pigs? Because I know some people have a misconception about pigs and thinking they're just big idiots, but they're not. They're actually pretty smart, and I've heard that some of them can be a little bit naughty and ornery at times.
My cousins up in Kansas, they had at their county show, they have the little kids showmanship contest. Mm-hmm. And so I was in that, and that's kind of what has started my passion for showing pigs.
And you've had some pretty good success with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've raised quite a few winners in different counties and done pretty well at our district show, too.
So what inspired you to do this particular project where you really just, focused on the sow operation?
I kind of wanted to get my own sows because it was getting to be a lot of driving and traveling, trying to find show pigs every year. And it's just, I think it's been pretty fun and exciting to be able to watch the pigs grow up from day one all the way to the end.
Absolutely. Well, who's helped out with this project?
My dad and my parents have been the main part. And then my grandparents, when we're gone at the shows, have to kind of help out with the feeding and checking stuff, but mostly my dad.
Absolutely. Is this a project that you're going to get to continue on throughout the rest of your career?
After graduating high school, I'm going to go to Northwestern Oklahoma State University, and then I'd still like to be involved in the show pig industry and keep raising the pigs, and then after going there and graduating, I'd like to come back and still continue to raise show pigs and increase my stocker calf operation.
Well, talk to us a little bit about your FFA career. What have been some of your favorite or best moments?
I think in my freshman year, I did the Creed, and we went to the OPSU Interscholastic Contest, and we won first, and only two of us had ever done Creed before,
wow.
And we still won first place.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then this is kind of one of my other highlights, doing the State Star.
Well, you mentioned heading off to college, so what are your end goal plans there?
I'd like to get an agriculture business degree and then just come back to the farm and try to keep raising show pigs and increase the stocker calf operation.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.